scripture passage is where we especially get our teaching about the guardian angels. If anybody ever asks you, Jesus says, as he places this child in the midst of his disciples to give them an example, he says that don't despise them, for their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. So he reveals to us that all children and all of us have a guardian angel. It's not just a nice thought. It's true. It's from the mouth of Jesus. And Jesus places this child in front of his disciples, and Moses, in a similar way, places Joshua in front of all of the people. He tells him to be steadfast and be brave, and he wants the people to see Joshua, because he's the one that's going to bring them into the promised land, And our Heavenly Father in heaven puts his son before us, places his son before us, his son Jesus on the cross, so that we may all look at him and know what to imitate, to know what to do. So God puts people in our lives to show us an example. Responsorial Psalm says that the Lord's portion is his people. How important each one of you is to God, how important people are to God, and how important we are to one another, how essential and important we are to one another. God puts people in our lives in order to get to heaven. We need one another to get to heaven. Jesus literally puts this child in front of us to remind us of who we are, and so we have one to imitate, and we have the angels to help us to get to the glory of heaven. And sometimes those people can be disagreeable, and that happened with our two saints today. One of them was a pope, St. Pontian, and one was just a priest, St. Hippolytus. If you've ever heard the second Eucharistic prayer, and I know you all have because I pray it all the time, every Mass, it was written by St. Hippolytus, or at least that's what my classmate, Father Paul Eberle, told me, so if we can trust him. St. Hippolytus wrote the second Eucharistic prayer that we hear, the short Eucharistic prayer. But St. Pontian and Hippolytus, they didn't like one another. They were not pals. They were not buddies. They were not amigos, as we say in Spanish. They didn't like one another, but they got arrested together and were actually put in a camp and had to deal with each other. And our church's tradition says that they reconciled with one another. They came to forgive one another. And then, glory of glories, they got killed together. Very nice. So God puts people in our lives, sets them in front of us to help us to work out our salvation. So let us thank God for the gift of those that we have in our lives. Let's pray for those who we have difficulties with, that they can help us too, to bring us to the glory of heaven. This is the will of our Lord, and it is he who comes to us in this Holy Eucharist.